USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veterans Day will be different this year because of the pandemic. Veterans Day parades in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago have either been canceled or made entirely virtual. In a damp and rainy Arlington, Virginia, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was just reelected to represent Florida's 18th Congressional District. Mast, also a Purple Heart recipient, reflects on Veterans Day.
If you served from World War II, through Korea, through Vietnam, through Mogadishu, or Bosnia, or Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all points in between wartime, peacetime. Our country loves you. We love you.
On Tuesday, 130,000 coronavirus cases were reported, along with 1,300 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections, and their neighbor to the south is lending a helping hand.
This is literally, the showdown of all showdowns in terms of politics and what it means.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio taking part in a campaign rally for Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senator Rubio says he's going all in for both Georgia Republican senators.
We don't want to win one of them. We want to win both of them. We need to win both of them.
The investigation into a murder hornet nest found near Blaine, Washington, found 500 bees and enough queens to start several new hives. Sven Spiegsugar is an entomologist with the Washington Department of Agriculture.
When you see, albeit a relatively small nest like this, able to pump out 200 queens, it does give one a little bit of pause because potentially each of those queens could be a new next year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some pro-democracy Hong Kong lawmakers are standing up for fellow lawmakers.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study is out regarding people who test positive for COVID-19.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that 1 in 5 coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.